The song you just heard was Buses Are Coming by Bernice Johnson Reagan. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Streaming Justice, music and conversation about civil rights, past, present, and future, in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, with Morgan, Persea, Waylon, and Archer. So in our last segment, we touched on just a little bit of brief history about the March on Washington speech, the I Have a Dream speech, and thinking about its impacts on people and the importance of giving speeches like that. But we're going to dive a little deeper into what those impacts are post-speech, what those impacts were post-speech in 1963, and how it's kind of impacted us up until today. So I think that the I Have a Dream speech did a great job of encouraging a lot more people to be outspoken about their viewpoints and encouraged a lot more people to join the civil rights movement, but also, even if they were silent before, really just take a stand because now they knew what the movement was about and who all it included.
I think it did a really good job at delivering that speech, and afterwards a lot of people were moved, school districts really changed a lot, and overall, obviously it wasn't like immediately just like that, but overall, over time, things beginning to change, protests started happening, however they were not violent and peaceful protests, which I think was a really strong point in their, you know, kind of like pathway to civil rights. I think that really did a good job paving the way.
I think that we've talked about the nonviolent approach really did help a lot of people get into the movement and help to humanize it for those who really couldn't or didn't feel like African Americans were equal. It really put everybody on equal footing and made it personal to a lot of people where they didn't feel personally connected to it beforehand. I did want to ask you all, do you think that MLK is someone that you or people in general, our generation, should look up to now that we're like 80 years removed from the speech and the experience? Is this something we should reflect on and think like, okay, this is someone we should be like?
Yes, I feel like he is the staple for Black history and the civil rights movement. So I feel like, guarantee, we should be looking up to him, learning about his history, just not like the surface, like his speeches, but he did for civil rights. Like, we should like be going more in depth about him and like more leaders as well.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part. I think sometimes on MLK Day, maybe we should also talk about the other people who are involved, not just, you know, Martin Luther King. He was a big involvement, but other people as well also paved the way for him to like really like take the final stand on it and really give those powerful speeches.
Most definitely.
And I also feel like we should also look at what happened to him since he was becoming like this important leader, the racism he experienced, like the bombings him and his family went through, stuff like that. So I feel like we should also be paying attention to that. Also, like, yes, we can look at his accomplishments, but also we need to be looking at that stuff as well.
I agree. I know Archer mentioned earlier how brave it must have felt to get up and give that speech, but like, you have to remember that Martin Luther King was like definitely a targeted person, and
a
he was
very,
so public.
Very targeted. Mm-hmm.
Very targeted.
He got killed like almost immediately after speech.
Exactly. Like, I think it was, what we said, like 5 years later. Like, he was very open about where he was and what he was doing, which, you know, is different today. But he was always kind of on the move and on the go because there was this constant fear that something might happen. But I think, in a way, putting himself in front of people and saying, like, I'm not afraid to stand up for what I believe in, even though it's so dangerous, it is really inspiring to see somebody just take so much risk for what they believe in.
Also, I feel like now in today's society, that the idea of fear, being able to speak out based on your race, I feel like that's really prominent in today's society because knowing like the past history, what happened against just not like Black people in general, like other races, they're scared to speak out because they know the consequence that's going to happen to them. So I feel like he also opened the door, the way for other people to speak out on what they feel is right and what's wrong. Just like with Malcolm X, like another leader, just like as Martin, like he wasn't afraid to speak out what was right or wrong. So
I have a question for you guys. Do you think that a person like Martin Luther King, anybody in the future, will ever have like that big of an impact on society like he did in the future?
There will probably be another war in which someone will probably happen. So yes.
Going back to your question, I feel like, I mean, yes and no. You can't replicate his success and what he did for history, but there's also people out there who's like fighting for history now. Like, our history can never be erased. So like the idea of like them erasing like history from, what was it, like textbooks, I think that can, our history can never be broken away.
A remarkable conversation in its own right, but consider four students, two 12th graders, two 7th graders, that never met until the date of their hosting this hour of our streaming justice program, and also that, for the most part, we're very new to this. Thank you to Prasiah Williams, a senior at Swickley Academy, Morgan McCray, also a senior at Oakland Catholic, Waylon Heikkinen, a 7th grader at Ingomar Middle School, and Archer Drips, a 7th grader at Quaker Valley Middle School. You can hear more of our teen-hosted talk segments by searching on Streaming Justice at slbradio.org/catalog. Dan Petridge is here. He is going to perform and share music with you in our next hour. Broadcasting live, is there really any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and online live Saturday mornings 24/7, otherwise at slbradio.org/radio and other internet services listed there.
Something's wrong, honey, this I know. Never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I wanna be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, who do you think I am? Don't like me hanging around, but there's no reason for it that I found. Hey, baby, please don't look so sad. When you're all alone and you need a hand, let me come into your house and be a handyman. Hey, baby, what about the fun we've had? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man. Away, it's okay, I'll be your shelter from the storm. Don't let your demons take control. Let me rock you with steady roll. It's cold, baby, won't you come and keep me warm?
Line, there it is. That's music They're from Pokey Lafarge at the Saturday Light Brigade. Dan Petridge is here and is going to join us in just a few moments. I can't believe it's been coming on 7 years since he was here last. And he'll share some music with us. We'll chat a little bit, too. We're in the process of getting him set up and ready to go. And are looking forward to presenting him for you shortly.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Heather Pearson at the Saturday Light Brigade and her acoustic trio with Merle Travis's Dark as a Dungeon. I was so busy talking to Dan Petrich that I almost missed the end of that song. I violated a couple rules. I almost never talk to a guest in any substance before you're here, too, because I want you to be able to hear what we're talking about. But it's been so long since I've seen Dan, I wanted to catch up a little bit. We'll give you a chance to catch up with him, too, but he's going to open with a song. And Dan, why don't you go ahead? We'll talk a little bit afterwards. Here is Dan Petrich.
Twilight falls, thinking of you again. Years have passed, life's grown small, but I can't forget you, my friend. The world is cold, stranger's mask. Never thought how much I needed to ask. Hey Joe, will you stop for the night? I'd love to see you one more time. Sitting in the grass as you strummed and sang, your voice is rising into the sky. Wake up little Susie and hold your hand, everybody's feeling fine. The die was cast by tongues of flame, and now I carry on your claim. Hey Joe, will you stop for the night?
Dan Petrich, and that song appears on Children of Ghosts, which is his latest recording, but the fourth is going to come out soon.
I'm going to start recording for it, hopefully, in the summer.
Tell me about the song, Hey Joe. That's a nice song.
It is. It's about my dad. He passed about 8 years ago. And he was my best friend. He was my buddy. He was my rock. Didn't matter, you know, what age I was. He was that. He was a pretty bossy fellow, but you know, you gotta forgive your parents of their imperfections as you age.
He probably got better as you grew up. You know,
I don't know.
He probably learned a lot by the time you were an adult.
Yeah, yeah. He was, in some ways, he was immovable. But he passed away, and a bit suddenly. And I remember writing a song about my grief maybe a month or two after. And my son, who's now 22, is a younger fellow back then, but I played him the song. He's always been my musical support. He's very musical himself.
Is he the one playing trumpet?
He is playing trumpet, yes, yes. And he hated the song. He got really angry.
Huh.
And he said, that wasn't Pap. That just wasn't him. And he did not understand at that time. I think I was trying to capture my grief. But a couple years went by, and I wrote another song about him trying to capture my dad's spirit, his goofiness. And so Hey Joe came out.
Yeah, they're, and his name's Sam, by the way, the son. We should give him a name. It's great to have that kind of relationship with your dad. Not everybody does, and to be able to share it too, especially under those circumstances. I could tell that song was special just listening to it.
Yeah, it gets a good response. It really does when I play it.
DanPetrich.com is how you can learn more about Dan's music. And three full albums out. This fourth one will be coming soon. What else have you been up to since I've seen you last?
Oh, well, I have three kids and a wife and a dog. And I'm a full-time English teacher. And so that takes up the bulk of my energy and my time.
That is a lot to do. What grade are you teaching English?
9 and 11.
They got to love having you there.
Yeah. This is actually my 30th year at Mount Lebanon High School. And I love it. I get tired of grading papers, I must say. But every other aspect of it is just wonderful. The kids are great. I'm a big nerd about literature and love to discuss and provoke ideas. And so I've been very fortunate.
You are in an interesting position if you ever wanted to talk about how education has changed in the last 30 years. You were probably getting typewritten papers when you started or close to that.
Sometimes even handwritten.
Yeah, and now I imagine kids are writing papers and putting them in a portal, maybe.
They are. I would say the biggest change would be probably for the entire culture is that handheld technology that becomes very addictive. But we push back. We as much as possible, get them to look at one another and sit in a circle and talk and engage with these texts. So I think that's probably been the biggest change for sure. And then, of course, the AI that has definitely arrived in the last several years. But most students understand we're looking for their ideas, their words in response to what we read. So I still love it.
Yeah, we used to use an expression. I don't think we made it up, but we prefer honest over earnest. So we look for honest writing when we work with students as opposed, I mean, perfect and grammatically correct sentences are good too.
Yes.
I'm not sure if AI can achieve honest. I think it's usually pretty easy to spot.
It's quite easy to spot.
But you know, honest is something that you expect from students and from a good songwriter, too, which Dan is. And that leads us to another song, I suppose. We could talk about education forever.
We could. I'd rather talk about music.
Yeah, I understand. It's Saturday.
Yeah.
What would you like to upside next?
This is called Into the Field, also from 2002's Children of Ghost.
Outer space with creaky limbs and broken face. We took him in and patched his wounds. He spoke in poems and crazy rhymes about the earth in all our times. So he asked, what can we do? Well, his eyes looked pale and he turned away. What he felt we could not say. I met a man, top hat and stilts. He raged and bragged of all he built. So in my mind, I hatched a plan to saw his legs and make him fall. But soon I found my blade was dull. He laughed and fled. His tower so high, my eyes were
pale. I turned away. What to do, I could not say. Into the field we run, out of the field we grow, safe from the madding crowd in the horror show. Into the field we run, out of the field we go, back to the madding crowd. What we reap is what we sow. I met a child upon a cliff. I stepped with fear in case she slipped. But when she turned, all she did was smile. Her eyes were bright. She saw the past and the future that would not last. So I asked, what can we do? She looked to the sky. And the sun that rose out of chaos, life still grows. Into the field we run, out of the field we grow, safe from the madding crowd in the horror show. Into the field we run, out of the field we go, back to the madding crowd. What we reap is what we sow.
Dan Petrich, from the 2022 album. That song is Into the Field. The album is Children of Ghosts. We were talking about high school a few moments ago. When did you start to want to write songs and become musical?
I first got into music maybe when I was a junior in high school. I'd always played sports. That road was coming to an end with limited size and talent. I always loved music. You could probably hear in the first song I played, Hey Joe. We used to have family parties. My uncles and my dad would harmonize in the backyard, and it was always a part of my life. And I had a friend in high school who was an excellent electric guitar player, and he suggested I learn to play bass. So I learned to play bass by listening to Led Zeppelin songs, and then we had a band for a few years, and that was really the start of it. And then I started to play guitar and then begin to write some of my own songs, which I would not share.
Where did you go to high school?
I actually went to Mount Lebanon High School.
Oh, look at you. Oh, my goodness.
It was not a plan. It just kind of happened.
That happens not infrequently. It happens, but... That it does. A lot of times people start to play music in high school, and I can imagine you playing those bass riffs and getting started that way. Did you, you went off to school, did you continue to play in college?
I did. I went to Grove City College, and there formed a, I guess you'd call it a folk trio, and we did an album, I think on the north side, Audiomation Studios.
Yes.
I don't even know if it's still around.
I don't believe so, but I know right where they used to be.
Yeah. And so we recorded a record there and performed up at the college areas around there, a couple festivals. I remember Oil City Summer Festival, which was this huge amphitheater, and it was quite an experience. So that's, yeah, I did do that in college.
Yeah, it's always fun, especially as people might be listening who are at the beginning of their dance with music, trying to decide what they might like to do. You're going to be performing throughout the summer at various festivals.
I'm hoping to. In the past, I've played at Millville Festival and Pittsburgh Arts Festival, Deutschtown, now the Northside Festival. So I'm hoping to, when I have more time away from my teaching duties, to play a few shows. And I also, of course, hope to be recording at that point.
That's terrific. I haven't mentioned this on the air yet, and I don't think it's official, but I know that Bellevue is working on a music festival.
Are they really?
And it's not, I think they're still working on it, but I have a feeling they're going to come up with a way to do it.
Yeah.
There's been a little chatter on the Bellevue Facebook pages about that. Thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Dan Patrick. We're happy he's here today. It's P-E-T-R-I-C-H, like Pet Rich. If you're looking for him online, danpatrick.com. Did you hear the banjo?
Preemptory.
The banjo, yes, preemptory.
It's a loud instrument.
There was a warning. The banjo fired a warning shot to let you know it was coming here to play. It's a five string. I'm glad to see it. And what do you plan on doing with it?
So this is a newer instrument for me.
I thought so. I didn't remember a banjo the last time.
I've been playing it for about the last year or so, to my wife's chagrin and and remaining children at home. I have two at college, Sam and Grace, but my current eighth grader, Benny, he can only take so much. He's a bit more patient than my wife, but they tell me to go into some dark place and practice.
You could hand them some cotton or some earplugs.
Yeah.
Well, bandages do carry.
This does have a sponge, which deadens the strings a little bit. It doesn't ring as much, which is good for old-timey banjo, claw hammer, which is the style that I've been learning.
Yeah, usually you shove a sweat sock in there.
Yes.
The dirtier, the better. You've got a nice, clean sponge.
Yeah, I don't want to smell my banjo.
Well, what are you going to do?
This is just a short instrumental piece that's actually untitled.
Dan Petrich with an original instrumental banjo tune. How are you learning to play banjo? Are you taking lessons from a person or just kind of noodling around to figure it out?
It's a wonderful resource called YouTube. many hours. I was really intrigued with that style.
I've always liked Clawhammer too.
Yeah. And I think because it's you hear it, and then you watch the person doing it, and you're not really sure how that sound is coming out of there. For guitar, I play a lot of finger style, Travis picking sort of stuff, and the thumb is down, but the fingers are up. But with clawhammer, everything is down. And so you're really hitting the lower strings with, I use the edge of my middle finger on my right hand. And to get that rhythm, which sometimes they call the bum ditty,
mm-hmm.
It takes many hours. It's very foreign. It was foreign to me going from guitar to it.
I was wondering about going back and forth, and there, some of the rhythm is you're tapping on the fretboard, right? Not just the rhythm of the strum, but the rhythm of tapping on the fretboard.
You're actually tapping on the drum itself.
Oh.
Since it has a drum, it is by nature a rhythmic instrument.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Some players play it up on what's called the frailing scoop, and sometimes I do, but for that song, which kind of has a driving rhythm, it helps to have that percussion.
That's going to be fun for you to write. Did you use any banjo on this
I did
album?
Not.
Probably
no banjo, but I'm pretty certain there will be some appearance of banjo.
We have a banjo in the Youth Media Center, and a pretty good one. You know, it's a good daring banjo, and kids have picked it up that have never played a banjo before and have shown a lot of interest. And Joseph, one of our, he actually manages the Youth Media Center. He shows them a few things, and it is amazing how quickly they pick up playing an instrument.
Yeah.
Just soak it right up. Dan Petrich is here, and he's got, I think, three more songs that we're going to get. And his music, if you go to danpetrich.com, or his Bandcamp site, you can see his albums. Children of Ghosts is the latest CD, and we'll find out what he's about to do.
All right, this is a song that hasn't been recorded called The Golden Age. Tranquility.
time. I was yours and you were mine. Now the tide has had its way. I'm left spoiled on the vine.
Golden Age, do I have that right?
Golden Age,
yeah, yes. That's a great song. Thank you for playing it. There's so much I like about that song. The sort of jazz lilt to it is nice, but the story, the words, the carrying it through, that's a beautiful song. And it is wonderfully... as you just sung it, I could also see that song being picked up by somebody else wanting to see it. I can see that being sung by a jazz singer or maybe even a country music singer. There's just a message in that song that really, I think, resonates with just about anybody.
Yeah, well, the genesis of that song probably came over many years of teaching The Great Gatsby, and the last page is Nick is preparing to go back to the Midwest after his summer, very dramatic and traumatic. He talks about how all of us are borne back ceaselessly against the current, even though we can't go back there. We sometimes feel compelled to do that. So I think that song is really about nostalgia more than anything else, and how it can captivate us, even if we know it's not really good for us to go there.
Wise words. The Great Gatsby is the book chosen for the big read by CCAC this year. Hmm. So I don't know if you've taught it yet for this year.
Not yet.
Students from throughout the county are going to be reading that book and discussing it. And we try to get involved with those. That's the book they chose this year. I think they couldn't have chosen a better book.
I agree. Having taught it for many years, I would say it still resonates with kids. And it's an interesting book because really there are no heroes in the book. They're all on some level kind of awful, dishonest people. But I think the magic of the book is Fitzgerald's prose. Just there's a beauty, a kind of sheen to everything, a kind of romance that I think kids even now still connect with.
Dan Petrich is who you're listening to. DanPetrich.com is the way. I keep saying Petrich. It is Petrich with...
No, it's actually Petrich, a good Croatian name. My dad grew up in Lawrenceville. Now, I did have a family member who wanted to call themselves Petrich.
Yeah.
But we did not.
I don't
we
know.
We did not really have much... respect for that choice.
We have my mother's maiden name was Sleepian, and there were Sleppians and Sleepians. Some pronounced it with a hard E, some with the short E, and they seem to be in their own little camps and worlds. It's one of the questions I would love to ask her where she's still alive is how did that happen? There's still a few left I could ask, but you've got a couple more to play. What's next?
This is Another new song. It's not recorded anymore. It's How Do We Reckon?
Over cinders, we walk along the southern streets, seeking brook trout like a dead friend in a dream. Glistening jewels in deep running pools hidden from view. Uncanny ghosts making the most of this wasted land. How do we reckon death of green in a stretch of gray? We find no goldenrod from here to the Delaware Bay. Uneasy silence where cheerful birds used to sing. Burned over country now, a final gift from a bloated king. I recall twisted words and promises. Look inside my mind, I am smoldering, just smoldering. Do you know love breaks just like tender branches? Look inside your mind, are you smoldering? Travel northward, shake these ashes from our boots. Boreal forest, find a home and plant new roots. We'll keep a garden, sunlight warm and torpid skin. Hands in the cooler, feeling human once again. I recall twisted words and promises. Look inside my mind, I am smoldering, just smoldering. Do you know just like tender branches, look inside your mind. Are you smoldering, smoldering?
I can see why you have another album to record. You've got, I'm guessing, a lot of songs ready.
About 13, and it's a sort of a conceptual record, not for the faint of heart. It has apocalyptic elements in it.
Well, that's not, why not? I was going to say that's not surprising, but I shouldn't say that. It could be, I mean, it's, you want these albums to be honest and heartfelt, and it's clear you're a writer, and these are great songs to listen to. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Just a thank you for reaching out again. And also, I haven't been here for 7 years, and I did not know, I haven't seen the new setup, and it's truly remarkable, and I would just try to invite people in the Pittsburgh community to find some way to get involved and just to be aware of the tremendous work, Larry, and your team that you're doing for the community and for so many young kids. And I'd love to come back. I don't know if you recall, after my initial appearance on the show, I brought students down who were poets, and they had that opportunity to share their work. And I have a crop of very fine students at the high school who I know would really love that.
I do remember that, and we'd love to. And it's easier than ever, now that we've got a lot of space. And we could talk more off the air about that, but we'd love to make that happen. You're looking for a pick.
Yeah. Capo. The old
capo. The old
the
capo.
Old capo. A little bit of everything.
Those need to come in a dispenser. They walk away.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me mention again, danpetrich.com, and look for him there.
Thank you. So this is not an apocalyptic song. This is a joyous song. During the pandemic, my oldest child, Sam, and I would drive home from school listening to Led Zeppelin, particularly one song. We both are a bit obsessive, so we listened to Custard Pie. And the joy of being with my son and listening to that music basically gave birth to this song. This is called Hi-Fi.
Down on the needle, brilliant sonic wings, shaking greedy fingers, and still you're hoping you can sing. Robert's wailing rock and roll, Bonzo thunder tide, turn it up some more, my friends, until that levee opens wide. Just like you should, waves rush over land out to the sea. Let it roll, let it roll. Feel the current flow and high five. Listening in the darkness, hardwood reverb shines, headphones like a blanket, and all the while you're feeling fine. Always with the old songs, secret magic rise. Going to California, friends, another slice of custard pie. Good, ain't it good? Walk just like you should. Waves rush over land down to the sea.
Dan Petrich, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service all off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me 2 hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy, and he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there, and pretty soon everybody got where it was that they was a-going, because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these 2 banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had tuck and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen 5 or 6 convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back, and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big arm." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in 2 little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected 1 man apiece. And them 2 men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, and one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be, and friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all, and just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another on. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
One leg in and the other leg out, another older and deeper in doubt. Well, I looked up a number in the big phone book, and then I got the telephone down off on its hook. I dialed a number and I let it ring. Someone on the other end picked up the thing and said, "Yellow." You're so tall and young, I'm so little and old. You in your platform shoes, and me standing here in my hole. Darling, darling, you love George Carlin more than me, it's plain to see. I can't ever get your attention. I can't even get honorable mention in the contest for your heart. Had a toothache, my mouth got turned all about. I got my teeth fixed up and then my arm went out. Fixed up my arm and then my leg went to hurt. I got my leg fixed up and now my nose don't work. Hey, hey, it's hard to do it because it's so hot that I'm sticking to it. Well, people make a great big fuss. Let's make more people that look like us. Well, you broke the egg that's in my heart when you said that we must part. Honey, not only does that hurt, but I got this yoke running down this shirt. If you can't leave, then love. And if you can't love, then fight. And if you can't come, then go. Then if you can't go, then write. Slung satchel headed crippled tongue wart infested ugliness of degeneration, backstabbing underbelly egg sucking diagram of filth, slobber in a big pile of stuff.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade and Flea Market Breakdown. You also heard what it was football from Andy Griffith, Dust Bowl. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And I'm glad that Chad Green is our technical director, technical associate, Ella Storm.
Head of crippled tongue, wart infested ugliness of degeneration, backstabbing underbelly egg sucking diagram of filth, slobber in a big pile of stuff.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade and Flea Market Breakdown. You also heard what it was football from Andy Griffith, Dust Bowl. I'm glad you enjoyed that. And I'm glad that Chad Green is our technical director, technical associate, Ella Storm, making today's program shine. Technically, Robert Gray, director of operations, our education staff includes Grace Anderson, Alexa Bosick, Joseph Kukula, and Ben Rutkowski. Todd Trosky books our guests. Deanna Beringer is our director of programs. Ricky Berger manages me, among other things. Mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
You're listening to live performances and interviews from the Saturday Light Brigade, airing weekly from 6 a.m. to noon on public radio stations in Pennsylvania and Ohio. Broadcast since 1978.
Stow the commercial, Charlie Brown. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 o'clock.
Backfield in motion.
Started since Larry already took he took the what it was football away from me, so I can't play that. Well, this is an unusual show, ladies and germs. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt and Swig. Here come Loudly graduate of the Chetwick Institute Group Forkology, Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants. A little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. I don't know how requests are going to work today, folks. I am broadcasting this week from the laundry room of my house because I fell on Thursday and I was not sure I could drive this morning. So I'll let you know in a little while if we're going to have any requests. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, as advertised, a long-lost interview with, of all people, Myron Cope in honor of Super Bowl weekend. So stay tuned for that.